A Filipino sailor knocks a ping pong ball across a table. His Ukrainian shipmate fires back. They laugh as the ball scurries under a bookshelf. Other sailors in the cozy room write letters and play pool. Vasily Uhimis works as an electrician on the MV Tribals. He says the volunteer center is a welcome change from life on the ship.
This small family. If stay all time only on ship, after crazy maybe.
Nearby, an Egyptian sailor sits quietly. He's waiting to use the phone. He's been away from home for 5 months and has another 5 months to go. As he talks about his family, he holds back the tears. Do you have family?
Yes. Father, mother, five brothers, and my wife.
And you're married?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Half one small boy.
And a baby?
Yes.
Oh, really? So is that difficult to be away?
Yes. Very difficult.
Language barriers are common. The center tries to find volunteers that speak other languages, but they usually make do with hand signals and lots of repetition.
Hello?
The sailors say the center is like a family. If that's the case, then Eunice Milks is definitely the matriarch. She's 83 years old. She's lived near the port in Albany, New York for years. There, she got to know many of the sailors who'd walk by her front door. She encouraged them to visit her. She wanted them to have an alternative to the bars and prostitutes. Then, last year, some churches offered to help her open a center in a tiny building near the dock. She says her main goal is to connect sailors with their families.
They all face the number one hurdle. They are not home. And they are all, to a man, yearning for home.
The sailors call Milks Mama. They send her letters and photographs of their families. She helps them call home and asks about their children. Mostly, she says, she just treats them like human beings.
It is not what we do for them. It's just that we let them be the person they are rather than a function like a tool on a ship. And that's the prime reason for our existence.
There are a couple hundred mariner centers around the country. In Albany, they serve about 100 ships a year. During the summer, ports like Chicago and Detroit receive that many in a day. But Milk says being small has its advantages. She and other volunteers drive sailors to religious services and local stores. She finds winter clothing for them. She even helped a sailor find a wheelchair for his disabled daughter. She may be 83, but Milk says the work keeps her young.
Well, what do old ladies do in America? They go shopping, they go out to dinner, and my answer to that has been there, done that. For me, other than my own sons and families, this is the most interesting thing that I have ever done in my life.
On any given day, a crew could arrive from South America, Africa, or Asia. Milk says she's always loved learning about other cultures. She's often sad to see a crew leave. One time, she left with them.
I went on a banana boat to Panama.
Did you?
I never slept because there's always somebody working, somebody sleeping, and somebody free. And so I never had time to sleep all that whole week.
That was 20 years ago. Now that she's in her 80s, Milk stays ashore. But she thinks about her many friends out on the ocean, and she often worries about them. Milk remembers one sailor who was involved in a rescue effort.
They put the rope ladder down the side of the ship, and three were climbing up the rope ladder. And one of them was within hand reach, where they thought they could reach down and he could take their hands. And at that moment, the sea whipped the ladder around, and they were crushed like flies. So it's not all fun and laughter, but we try our darndest to laugh when we can.
There's a lot of laughter in this building, and Milks is often in the middle of it. She sits with a crew from the Philippines. They're finishing up a game of pool. Soon, they'll return to their ship. Milks says she remembers each sailor she meets. More likely, they'll remember her. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Albany, New York.